We went to the four-legged zoo to visit our four-footed friends. Lions and tigers, cats and dogs, a goat and a cow and a couple of hogs.
A rhinoceros and, of course, a hippopotamus, and oh yes, a horse.
There are elk and bison and a new or two, giraffes and elephants, quite a few.
A llama, alpaca, vicuna, two zebras, ibexes, and one big kudu. It was swell.
I like the gazelle.
Now Miss Simpson said,
she teaches school, you know.
Yeah, she took us in.
Well, Miss Simpson said,
if you counted every head on these quadrupeds, then multiplied that number by four, we'd know how many feet went through the door if we turned them all loose.
Well, don't do that.
It's really a groovy zoo.
But anyway, what Miss Simpson said, it was a good chance to work on our fours and our head. One, two, three, four.
A lion.
One times four.
He's got four legs and maybe a roar.
Give me two camels.
That's two times four.
Eight legs walking across the desert floor.
A tiger and a lamb and a fat kudu.
We have three times four. It's four legs too.
But we might have to subtract when that tiger was through. Rawr! Four four-footed friends, no matter who, would have 16 legs, and it's always true.
That four times four equals 16. Four times four is 20.
Now a coach and six, if you were Cinderella, would have you home by midnight.
Ah!
If those 24 legs ran fast as light.
6 times 4 equals 24, 7 times 4 equals 28.
If anyone knows that, who cares about 7?
An 8 antelope has 32 legs, cause 8 times 4 is 32.
Here come a small herd of buffalo, they say they're getting extinct, you know.
I can count 9, that's 36 legs.
9 times 4 equals 36.
Here comes a baby buffalo.
That's good, that's 10. And 10 times 4, you know, is 4.